This is King, a series about a year in the life of a Pittsburgh public school from 90.5 WESA. I'm Susan Scott Peterson. I went to King for the first time for back to school night, and again for the first day of school in August 2024. King is a public school, tucked into Allegheny Commons Park on the north side of Pittsburgh, around the corner from the Children's Museum. It's a school of about 350 kids from preschool to eighth grade. My idea was just to make a little back to school radio story, something seasonal, get some little kids' voices on the air.
I'm gonna be on the news.
But King is the kind of place where if you walk in the door, it's kind of like you've been there the whole time and you get swept up in the action.
Happy first day.
And so I ended up going back and going back again for a year. Across the country, the headlines tell us urban public schools face an existential crisis. They're up against declining enrollment, terrible test scores, rising segregation, charter payments, budget crises. They still haven't recovered from COVID. Pittsburgh has all of these problems. And for the past 2 years, Pittsburgh Public Schools has tried to pass a controversial plan to close schools and reconfigure buildings. But as this story has played out across the city, with public hearings and board meetings, at the schools themselves, the show has had to go on.
We bring in the oxygen from the plants, and what do we give the plants?
And I think that's what kept me coming back to King. Every day was a story of real life going on, despite difficult circumstances.
Carbon dioxide!
But back to that first visit, back to school night. Here's what it was like.
Are you able to come to the cafeteria? Your presence is requested.
Yes, I'm on my way now, headed to 02.
I'm Destiny Hoffman. I am the school's project assistant, so I am the school's behavior specialist. I handle all discipline, but I'm also the teacher envoy. I'm also the transportation coordinator, so I assist with all bus routes and bus write-ups. And then I'm also the restorative practice liaison. I'm still learning time management with all of that, for sure. But it gives me the opportunity to know every single student. It's going that way.
Okay, if I said that, is this uncomfortable for you? Okay, cool. All right, can you tell me what your name and your position is?
Dawn Gordon, principal at Pittsburgh King pre-K to 8.
Okay, how long have you been here?
I am going into my fourth school year.
Wow, so tell me about the vibe you're hoping to, like, what is 2024-2025 school year at King about for you?
So our theme this year at Pittsburgh King is our house is under construction. We have had a lot of changes. Staff-wise, we constantly are getting new students in. Our ESL population is really growing. We really have to start building our learners. Our scores, unfortunately, were very low. And at this point, I feel like we can only build up. We can only build strong scholars at this point. So we're under construction.
What grade are you going into?
Fourth.
How are you feeling about back to school this year?
Nervous every single time. Back to school, first day, nervous. But when I with my boys, it starts to brighten my day up, and I don't get nervous no more. Because when you see your best friend, you already know how it is.
Okay, so this is our middle school hallway. And as you can see, our school is pretty much just one big circle. It's huge. I spend a lot of time getting lost on purpose, just so I knew exactly where I was at all times. Hey, Ms. Maben.
Hi, my name is Leslie Maben, and I teach 7th and 8th grade English Language Arts. I've been at King about 13 years, yes. I love it here. And I think sometimes here at King, it's kind of hard for us to keep, you know, the same teachers, so I'm one that stays.
How are you feeling about going into 2nd grade?
I feel good.
Yeah?
School is just like my happy place.
Are you feeling excited seeing your classroom?
Yeah, I can't believe I'm having Mr. Taylor. I knew it. Like, I feel like I'm not going to have Mr. Taylor, but my dream came true. I was going to have Mr. Taylor.
Now you know.
Yeah.
What keeps you up at night?
I think last year was just the stress of feeling like, could I have done more? Or was there, could somebody have done more? And I just don't know who that is. Bye, guys. But I think this year, nothing will keep me up at night because my plan is to create some work-life balance. That's my plan.
Can we
will be wrapping up shortly. Make sure you come down, community partners, to get yourself some food. Thank you, in the cafeteria. Thank you.
How can I help you?
Hi, it's Susan Scott Peterson from the radio.
Thank you. One second.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
Really good to see you.
It's nice to see you too. How was your weekend?
Oh, it was good. What about you?
Sorry.
Busy, but I'm here.
I'm sure.
Okay, we are all getting ready to... Sorry, the walkies get crazy. We're getting ready to meet here for a quick debrief for the first day of school, a little staff meeting at 7:55. And then, yeah, we'll be heading to our duties.
Happy first day!
Woo-hoo!
We're going to wing it. I mean, it's the first day. What we do, we greet our kids, we smile, we laugh, we welcome them, we say we miss you, all of that good stuff, all right? Miss Ashby, can you give us a small prayer, please? For those of you who want to stay, if not, that's fine too, but I need some blessing right now.
Yes. Father God, we are here doing your work. Speak to us, speak through us, Lord. Allow us to greet people friendly, kindly, respectfully, and let us have a wonderful day. No issues, no problems, because we know you will solve it. 24, 25, here we are. Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to head downstairs. The plan is to be down there by 8:20. So if you'd like, I can get you down to the gym.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Step up. All right, so I'm hoping everybody's ready to have a great school year. What we're going to do, we're going to do a little chant just to get you pumped up this morning. Are you ready to get pumped up?
Yeah!
Y'all sound like you're still asleep. Are you ready to get pumped up?
Yeah!
Do you know what enrollment ended up at today?
Our roll had a total of 363 students, but as far as how many of those students showed up, I'm not exactly sure. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it still needs adjustments. I'm going to do a live count of each of your classrooms, and then I'm going to make note of any student that's here that's not on our roll.
Gotcha.
All right, DeAndre, London,
here.
Prudence,
here.
Deshaun.
I know I've talked to you a lot over the last couple days, but is there anything that I should have asked that I haven't asked yet?
There's so much. This being the only school I've worked at, when I am building relationships with people, or I think I am, and then I tell them where I work, they're like, oh, you work at King. You must be strong. You got it going on. And I'm like, what do you think you know about King? Our students are the same as all of the students in the district because they're all children, and they all deserve love and grace and attention and time and values instilled. And if we as the adults are not doing that, we cannot blame the children. Regardless of what happens to me with all of these school closures, if I leave King, this is my baby, this is my home, and I just want everybody to know that the people that are here right now are very, very, very deliberate in making sure that our students are getting what they need. As teachers, sometimes we become just that, just teachers. But we are people, we are humans, we have feelings, and we care a lot about our jobs and in the work that we do in the children and the families that we serve. That's King's story, community building. And that's what I really just want people to know.
That was Pittsburgh King's Destiny Hoffman. In that story, we also heard the voices of Secretary Bernice Wilkerson, social worker Tanya Ashby, Principal Don Gordon, teacher Leslie Mabin, and students Daryl and Honesty. This series was edited by WESA's Glynis Board. The executive editor is Cindy Lash, digital production by Patrick Doyle. Additional editing by Christopher Ayers and education reporter Jillian Forstadt. Jillian's reporting on the Pittsburgh Public School Closure Plan set the stage for this series. Music for the series is by Achilles Soon Griffin and original art by Victoria Elliott. I'm Susan Scott Peterson, and this is King from 90.5 WESA.